Thanks for joining me again this afternoon for our transcription. Could you please tell us your name, where you work, and what your focus is?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. So my name is Joseph Mwamba. I'm a faculty member at the Pharma School of Business at Miami University in Oxford, Ohio. So my area of expertise is primarily on technology. So I'm at the Information Systems Analytics Department. So that's my primary department. But in terms of research, I tend to do research in areas trying to see how you can leverage technology to really drive better processes. And more recently, I've been more focused on trying to understand information and communication technologies, how they can really be used to help developing countries. So more specifically, I've been looking at, for example, the healthcare sector. In terms of developing countries, how can we leverage the technologies and emerging technologies that we have today as a way to really meet the challenges that we see in developing countries where you might not necessarily have the type of infrastructure or the type of resources that we tend to have in much developed societies?
Great. Sounds like a big topic. In regards to your specific research paper, could you tell us, maybe like a summary and some of the key takeaways and why the topic is so important?
Yeah. So in the research that, in question, one of the things that we tried to look at was trying to understand how we can improve the healthcare service quality, especially within the sub-Saharan African region. So when you think about the sub-Saharan African region, this is a region that really makes up up to 13% of the world population. But however, it really contributes more than 24% of the global disease burden. And some of that stems from having really poor service. And so we are thinking about it from that perspective. One of the things that when you think about sub-Saharan Africa as a region, one of the things that they have going for them is that there's a lot of mobile penetration in terms of the number of mobile usage, even though they lack a lot of infrastructure. But when it comes to mobile devices, we have an adoption rate that's more than 46%. So the question is, can we leverage the mobile devices? Can we take advantage of this technology to improve healthcare service quality? So that was what we were looking at. So we try to see whether we can try to use mobile devices as a way to really mitigate some of those challenges that one typically face when it comes to healthcare service quality. One of them would be with respect to payment. So when you think about sub-Saharan Africa, as an example, payment is always such a big issue. So for instance, we've had instances whereby people travel long distances to go to hospitals, and by the time they get there, they just don't have enough cash, and you can't really get a bank to get the money, and it's so difficult to carry a huge amount of cash because of security issues. So when you get to on site, you have to leave the hospital and go to a place to pay, because it's really primarily the payment process is primarily based on out of pocket, and you have to pay prior to the service. So that's one of the issues that really that they have to grapple with. So the question we are looking at, can we leverage the phone that they already have in their hands as a means of mitigating this concern when it comes to healthcare service quality? So in our study, we tried to test whether having a mobile payment system, having that platform, how did that affect healthcare service quality for sub-Saharan Africans, and more specifically, using Nigeria as our test site.
Wow. And I think you probably touched on this, but maybe you could elaborate a little bit on the connection between, your paper and the research and like the medical practice as it relates to, therapies and treatments for patient outcomes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So in our study, one of the interesting things that we found out was that indeed that mobile payment platforms did impact healthcare service quality. In fact, one of the things that we noted in our study was that when people utilize mobile payment devices, it allowed them to be able to build trust. And now that's not trust in terms of the healthcare service provider. That trust was primarily on the use of the technology. But we saw that trust did in fact transfer to the type of healthcare service that they need to receive. So when they use mobile payment platform, they were able to make informed decisions. They were able to better understand their treatment options. And they didn't really see the payment as a type of, a lack of transparency in terms of the payment. They were able to drill down and get to know what they are paying for. And that really helped them build that trust, especially when it comes to developing countries where there's always that mutual distrust between, the healthcare providers and the patient. So once they had that mobile device on hand, that did enhance trust and also helped create a type of commitment, to really continue to visit those clinics. So we've seen in the past that mobile devices have played such a critical role. For example, when you think about in Burkina Faso, for instance, when they launched an mHealth app device, they were able to use that to connect with people that had HIV patients, for instance. So we've seen that in the past. But what we didn't really know is that whether or not when you use mobile devices as a payment platform, how that could impact healthcare services. And that's something that we saw that it really had that positive effect in terms of building trust, enhancing transparency in terms of when they come to the clinic, they know what they are getting. And also one of the things that we noticed from a practical perspective was in the past, we tend to see a situation when people get to the hospital, they don't have enough money to pay. And then they have to go out of the site to get the payment. By the time they show up, the expat is already gone. Then they have to deal with people that are non-expats. But so with mobile payment, it really eliminated all those things and made it much, much easier for them to have a better quality care. And it goes without saying that prior studies have demonstrated that people tend to attribute that there's a linkage or there's an association, if you will, between medical equipment to the healthcare service. But what we didn't know, what our study did show, is that there's also a positive association, really, when you're dealing with non-medical type of devices, in this case, a mobile device, that when people have the belief, when people feel that the process is streamlined, that the process is being is very efficient, that did have a type of relationship, and at least how they perceive the quality of care that they were receiving.
Great. And then I think you might have touched on this too, so I apologize, but could you talk about maybe where your work is leading next and sort of what are like some of the ultimate goals and aims?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you for that question. That's a great question. And I think right now what I'm looking at is, for example, what else can we do with mobile devices? How else can we use mobile devices to actually improve the healthcare outcome itself? Not necessarily the service offering, but the healthcare itself. Can we, for instance, use mobile devices as a way to, for example, monitor certain health conditions? Can we use that as a way to, kind of deal with early detection? That would be one thing that can be done. What about, diagnosis? So these are things that we can start looking at, practical, actionable things that we can say, okay, well, if they can have a mobile app, how would that lead to maybe getting more positive results, maybe dictating this a little bit earlier, maybe getting a much more robust information in terms of how they feel with respect to health. So we think that's the one thing that we have to start looking at right now in terms of how we can continue to leverage, mobile platforms as a way to really tackle some of these, diseases that we tend to see that are, really manageable in developed societies, but continue to, be a sort of challenge in developing countries and sub-Saharan Africa region as well.
Fantastic. It sounds like you've got, exciting future ahead in terms of taking this forward and really making some change in the world. So I appreciate you taking the time this afternoon to talk about it and to, advertise and promote sure. What it is that y'all are doing.